There are many ways to celebrate the Persian New Year, and at least one of them involves fire. So be careful out there. Here's reporter Shuka Kalantari.
I'm in a backyard in San Francisco with a group of my friends.
Let's do that.
Many are Iranian like me. We're all taking turns jumping over a fire contained in large cast iron pans. We're celebrating Charshanbe Suri, part of the Iranian New Year. And this flame jumping ceremony is just one of tonight's rituals. My friend, Yasi Mawazkhan, a Pakistani-Iranian, rallied our friends for the event.
Well, I love fire, so any reason to make a fire is right up my alley. And I think it's a really good way, like symbolically, the ritual of, you know, burning away the bad energy from the last year and making room for new energy in the new year.
Each time Yasi or other people jump over the fire, they shout this phrase.
Zardi man az to, sorkhi to az man.
They're singing Zardi man az to, sorkhi to az man. It means, my yellow is yours, your red is mine. It's a Zoroastrian purification chant. As you hop over the fire, you ask to be rid of any sickness and bad luck, and wish for good luck and health in the new year. My other friend, Tara Sami, hosted the party. She was born in Iran, but raised in the U.S. And she sees nights like this as holding on to her culture. She also loves that it all marks the start of spring.
Because I think it's so important, the first day of spring, and the seeds that you're planting for the year to come. And this is part of that, this purification ritual of jumping over the fire. We're asking for the strength of the fire.
Along with the fire jumping, we sing, dance, and eat. There's always ash, a Persian stew made with beans, spinach, cilantro, parsley, broth, and rice or noodles. Back in Iran, people make cauldrons of it for the new year and serve it in the streets to the homeless. Yasi made a big pot for the party.
It's traditional to make ash on Charshanbe Suri because usually it's pretty cold at this time, although tonight's a very nice night. Yeah, and it's a great way to make a one-pot meal for lots of people.
And then someone in the group breaks out the tombak, a Persian drum made with animal hide and solid wood. But this is only the beginning of Persian New Year parties. There are two more weeks of eating and singing ahead, all festivities to celebrate the arrival of spring. For the world, I'm Shuka Kalantari, San Francisco.
By the way, do you know which New Year Iranians are welcoming this Nowruz? 1393. And in the Buddhist Nirvana calendar, the year is 2558. And there are many more numbers. We've got a blog post at PRI.org to help you figure out all the different years. This is PRI.